Kevin, I'd say it's safe to assume that not too many people came over here tonight expecting that result, and you're going to say you knew your players had that performance in them, but you must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, absolutely delighted with the 3 points, and it was the performance and how the boys stuck to the game plan. But we generally spoke about it Sunday morning at training and Monday, and we thought Dundalk is not going to go the whole season unbeaten. They're not that superior. And we says, why not? Why not tomorrow night? Why not us? And to be fair, they stuck to the game plan. We rode our luck at times. Corey pulled off a couple of magnificent saves. And I thought overall then we probably ran out deserved winners in the end of it. So we had a couple of clear-cut chances ourselves.
And you did it without so many players because of injuries and things like that, Kevin. So, I'm not saying it was a thrown together starting 11, but there were players playing that were playing out of position and asked to do different roles.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's credit to them that they can go on and do them different roles. And we basically played without a striker tonight as well. Obviously, we were trying to nullify their sides, but at the same time, it was a big ask for Tony, and to be fair to Tony, he put on a huge shift, and he's got that brain. When the ball falls to him, he knows what to do with it. And then the ball fell to him, thankfully, a lot of times, and they got us into good areas of the pitch, and we looked dangerous ourselves when we did break. And the only frustration for us, we probably should have shown that wee bit more quality when we did win the ball back. We knew Dundalk was going to own most of the ball. But on the turnover, I thought we just didn't keep it well enough, and it's something we have to work on, you know.
Yeah, and tell me, you the formation you went with, you talk about nullifying the threat they had on the flanks. That's why you played 3 men in the central defence and 2 wing-backs. Yeah. It seemed to work, Kevin.
Yeah, it did work, and it was a massive welcome for us getting Turish back, and you can see what he adds to the team. And we were missing him for the last 2 months, and huge experience. And any balls under the box, those ones that were skipping across the 6-yard box. He nearly felt if Turish wasn't there, somebody was sliding in to get him, but he was always there reading the play, one of those headers, and that last ditch tackles, he's superb at that kind of stuff, and it's great to see him back.
Yeah, and Corey Sheridan, your goalkeeper, didn't have an awful lot to do in the first half, but a couple of big moments in the second half, a brilliant save from Owen Kenny, probably the standout moment of the game.
Yeah, Corey's been playing 20s football all year, and he's been in, and when Oisin couldn't obviously make it last week with the leading cert, he's come in and taken his chance, and to be fair to the kid, he's been superb. He's kicking, he's handling, coming for crosses, he's been super aggressive, coming out and punching things, and then as you say, his reflexes for 2 of them. I think actually the second one was a better one, because he was kind of half in midair and he seemed to extend his arm even further again when he was off the ground. I don't know how he done it, so really, really delighted for him as well.
Right, so listen, can we kick on from this, Kevin? That's the hope, really. I mean, long, long way to go yet in this season, and you can start to climb the table.
Yeah, come here. We're working. They bring in players. There's obviously, as I said numerous weeks ago, there'll be players going out. This club's too big to be sitting where it is. We're just looking to inch forward. And it's important we don't take big jumps, because then you leave behind the likes of Corey's, you leave behind the likes of Josh's, Gavin's, Adam McDade. So it's important, like, there's going to be more suffering to do. There's going to be more defeats down the line. We just have to stick with it and bring these players through, believe in them. And to be fair, I've said this on numerous occasions, the fans have been superb in their understanding, and they're turning out each week, and they don't know what they expect, so they're turning out each week and they're supporting the boys, and it's superb for us as a football club, because that's what you need. You don't need fans that's just going to follow you because you're winning, and you need fans when they're down there and they can see what we're trying to build here, and they're backing us, you know.
Well done tonight, Kevin.
Thank you.